What do you got there?
I have a nice little sparkling water. Splendrift grapefruit. What's up, dude? Have you been writing over Zoom a lot?
No.
Have you done any of those?
No. Although I did do a show in Northern Ireland for the Center in Northern Ireland, which is a music center set up at Gary Lightbody, and we were going on to sort of there was a couple of folks playing my album Joy of Nothing, so the Darkling Air, a great band from back home, played it first, a handful of songs, and then King Cedar, my mate Steve McCartney, he played a few songs, and then I had to play a few songs. But Saul, my boy, had just been born like literally 3 days before. I hadn't slept at all, and I was sort of two sheets to the wind, as my mum would say. You know, I'd had a couple, and at the end of my set, I suggested we should sing Purple Rain, all of us together.
Oh, no.
I haven't listened to it, but I got enough feedback to know that song in particular was fucking pretty much just a train wreck from start to finish.
I've got a good Purple Rain story. We'd heard this rumor that Prince had paid like all these clubs in Minneapolis to put in these like Purple Rain machines, so that if any band ever played Purple Rain, this like Purple Rain would fall.
God, I hope that's true, but it sounds
so we played there twice, and we were the opening band, and we came out with the headliners to do Purple Rain. And sure as hell, the rain comes down. So next time we come back, I'm like, was that a fluke? Like, was that real? And so we came out and opened the show with Purple Rain. And then as soon as the rain started falling, I was like, good, got my proof. And then we went into our actual set.
Holy shit.
But yeah, I don't know if they're, you know, we haven't played Purple Rain since after he's passed, but yeah, it was a real thing.
Holy
Which
shit.
Is such
that,
a baller
can't be
move.
In all the pubs, there's no way that can be in. That's in that one place, and that one place only. Sure.
I think it's citywide. That's what the rumor is that I've heard. Granted, I don't know that to be 100% accurate.
Yeah. Well, sure. Fuck it. Who cares about accuracy now? It's, you know, you can get away with just saying whatever you like. Say whatever you like, and it's true. Just say it. Food and music. I've always loved that. I always used to play this game with a few mates of mine. Like, your last supper. You know, like, what would you have? You know, what would you have? What would you have for dinner? And what would you listen to? You know. And I know it sounds stupid, right? But what I was telling Marie this earlier. Because she was going, it sounds a bit twee, like, to talk, you know, what, you're going to talk about music and food? Why are you doing both of them? You're complicating it. And I was going, no, but they're both important, because one thing I remember when my dad passed away, I was devastated, obviously. But you know what happened after a while, Anderson? I got really hungry. You know what I mean? And I wanted chicken. And I went on the hunt for chicken. And I remember thinking I remember at the time it felt just fucking weird that it was. I don't know why, but I remember noting, I'm hungry. You know, like the world goes on.
Right. Yeah.
The world goes on. You need to eat, and you know, and you need to listen to music. I do anyway. Now more so than ever.
We always play death row meals.
Do you get a starter, a main, and a dessert on death row?
Oh God, I don't know the logistics. I've never been there.
Okay. Well, listen. Let's make it up then. You can, okay. You can in ours. And you also get to put on a song per court.
Oh,
course.
Okay.
What about that?
Oh,
that'd be a good way to go, wouldn't it? Like, if you
All
knew
right.
you had to go, that wouldn't be a bad way.
I think I could do it. I think I could do this. Goat's milk, sour cream, and Mexican cheese. stuffed bacon wrapped jalapenos. That'd probably be my starter.
Oh, that's a good starter.
With a, that's a good starter. Can I also do a nice wide cut of cornbread?
Hell yeah, you can do whatever you want.
All right, that'd be my starter.
So,
and we're on death row.
Is the cornbread spicy?
Yeah. A little jalapenos and some corn.
Okay, a little jalapeno. Okay, right. Okay.
Cast iron, a little burn on the edges.
Oh, a skillet.
Yeah. I haven't eaten anything today too, so my blood sugar is just all the way down. And
this is a good time to be talking to you about food.
I'm just lusting, baby. I'm lusting. Jimmy Cliff, Many Rivers to Cross.
Ah.
For a.
I'm coming to your sale.
That's good, yeah.
You know what? You put me in the mood for jalapenos. I do this jalapeno thing at the minute where it's there's this certain brand of jalapeno that I like. It's really prickly, really spicy. And as soon as I use all the jalapenos, I keep the preserving juice, you know, and fill it up. I've got a big jar of it now. And then when I get, you know, jalapeno peppers and you cut them and you de-seed them, you put the seeds into it. And it makes it just gets this spicier and spicier by the week.
Right.
So I get these jalapenos, and then I get feta cheese, and is it coriander I used the last time? I can't remember. But mix this sauce into it, this pickling preserving stuff, and just so it's like all mushy, and then put that into the pepper, and then make breadcrumbs, mix it up with a bit of extra mature cheddar, and then put that on top and put it in the oven for 25 minutes. That would be my starter. It's my favorite dish at the minute.
I think my jalapenos are my favorite thing as well. We're on similar wavelengths here.
Yeah, well, you know what? You inspired that in fairness. And what would I listen to? Do you know what I'd listen to? I've been listening to this album that I haven't listened to in years, Domino Theory by Weather Report. There's a song on it called Can It Be Done?
I don't believe I'm familiar.
Yeah, it's just a really peculiar song. It's a song talking about, has there ever been a song with such a weird melody that's never been played? That's what the lyric is, you know. And the melody is really peculiar. I love that song. I've been listening to that album a lot of late. So I'd probably listen to that.
I feel like my music listening intake, it's always kind of at a pretty low level. But I have started riding a bike to the studio every day. And usually like in the car, I won't listen to music. It's just like, you know, whatever, talk radio or something. But now I'm like, oh, I've got the cinematic aspect back that I've kind of, once you're just head deep in it every day, you kind of lose the, that kind of like cinematic fairy tale quality that music can just like get you to. And I know that's probably like, duh, you know, but for me, I'd kind of like, oh, I forgot this is what this is for. You know,
oh, dude, it's so easy to get wrapped up in other shit that comes along, isn't it? It's so easy to get sort of sidetracked, you know, because new doors open and that opens other doors, and you start, you know, learning about a whole load of other shit, and it's very easy to lose sight of where this journey started, you know.
What the fuck is any of this music stuff for? Like we've gone down such a outrageous path that I've just kind of lost sight of like the childhood aspect of it. And it's like, oh, well, this is where all those points of creativity can finally like come back together once your perspective gets altered just a hair.
The second people realize they could make money from music, something's lost and something's gained there, right there, you know. And it's, I think it's important, certainly to me, you know, to try and keep in touch with that, you know, the spark of the whole thing, mm-hmm. rather than all the shit that comes around. And it's so easy to get caught up in, especially when you're on tour and you've no time to think and you're not sleeping right and you're getting a bit psychotic and, you know, it's hard to think straight. I think that that's where so many people fall down, and I myself have fallen down and do fall down all the time. When you go to record something, the second you go into a studio setting, especially if you're, you know, it says Anderson East on your albums, says Foy Vance on mine, you know what I mean? Doesn't say anybody else's name. So I'm going in there. Sometimes, it can be easy to get caught up in how much the place is, what time we got, what time we're leaving. You know, you got to mix.
Much it cost.
You know what I mean? If you're feeling like that, then you're not going to be. The second you're thinking about money or time, you're not about to make music.
Mm.
You know, it takes a lot of care and consideration to not give a fuck. And you really have to not give a fuck. It's the only way when you're making music. There has to be an abandonment. There has to be. Otherwise, you're not.
Well, I say, man, you do that in a live situation. You do that abandonment thing better than I've ever seen. It's like all the times I've ever seen, like, just you playing piano or guitar or something, it's like I don't think he has any plan, and it's stunning. And like I could never in my life like imagine that. It's like I gotta prepare things. Like I need to feel confident when I walk out there that what I'm about to bring, it's already loaded ammo. And I feel like you're just shooting arrows from horseback.
Yeah, just fuck it, yeah. Well, you know what? It keeps me on my toes. I guess I just played for so long and toured for so long. You know, you need to keep yourself interested, right? You need to keep... And also, like, music, man, music is... that's why we're all fucking here. That's why we're all fucking... That's why, as in, you know, people like you and me, you know... Even for the folks that have got sold into stardom, sold into fame, sold into money, sold into that, even those people, at the spark, at the moment of conception, I want to do music... It was a pure desire. It was a cave, man. It was round the fire. Do you know what I mean? Like, people who are malnourished. Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. Thank you. People who are malnourished find time to sing.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
People who are, you know, it's so much more than what we have let it become. Yeah, which is sad in so many ways.
I'd say moving on to the main course, I probably have a dozen small oysters.
For a main course?
Yeah, just wait. Calm down. It all pairs well. I'd probably have a McDonald's cheeseburger with only ketchup.
Really?
Look, man, I know it's terrible for him. I know how bad it is. But these people have spent...
But fuck it, you're going to die?
Yeah. Well, you're going to die here in a few moments anyways. But these people have engineered and manufactured that food to taste delicious.
Yeah. It's a terrible trap. Completely unnutritious, yeah.
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 But we're going out, so let's do that. Y'all's meat is way different than ours as well.
Right.
Like, when it comes to fast food, which I've found in England and Scotland, Burger King can smoke some ass, man. They're really doing it there.
Oh, yeah?
And here, not so much.
Okay, but Burger King's not the gig in America, is it?
No. McDonald's, they got their own ketchup. I don't know if you're familiar with this. It's called fancy ketchup.
This is the fucking weirdest main course ever, by the way. So far we've got half a dozen oysters. And have you got them with like the marinara, so, you know, or not, is that what that sauce is called? You know, with like the
cocktail sauce.
Yeah, the vinegar and the
I would go all vinegar. That crack.
Okay, so you've got
a little
that.
Little lemon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then a bit of Tabasco. Would you have Tabasco there?
I'll pass on the Tabasco.
Oh, really? Tabasco and mustard. I love it. With a pint of Guinness. Come on. So you'd have a burger with that fancy ketchup?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
what? With French fries on the burger. Kind of like a little log cabin layer right. of French fries. And then probably some like crispy Brussels sprouts. Maybe some, yeah, I think that's probably what I would do there.
Like, you're having this conversation once with me, right? I'm about to have this conversation with lots of people about food. And I imagine pizza will show up in probably every episode, I would have thought.
You're easy to please.
I am kind of easy to please.
Do you have varying degrees? Like, will you go like a Domino's pizza?
Well, listen, I'm of the opinion that pizza is pizza, right? If you're having pizza, it's already a party because you're having pizza, so don't worry about it. But yeah, my favorite pizza for sure is just the base. I always go margarita. Anywhere I go, it's always margarita. I don't want to do any of this, you know, chicken tikka masala pizza or, you know, like barbecue sweet corn pizza or any of that nonsense. I'm sure it's delicious. I've heard of all kinds of weird shit going on pizzas. Just the classic.
Just grow up. Yeah, just eat the classic.
Yeah, so like nice sourdough, you know, a nice sourdough base, a nice tomato sauce, some buffalo mozzarella, a bit of basil, oil, job done.
Yeah.
And I'd probably, if I'm on death row, do you know what? I'd just listen to the soundtrack of The Godfather and eat pizza.
Oh, wow. That's fun.
That wouldn't be a bad way to go.
That's why I'm like, I can't believe, well, of course I can believe you're doing a podcast. You're very, very eloquent and you've got that lovely accent and people like listening to you.
Yeah. Like, you reckon?
It's like, I guess we'll see.
Yeah, we will see, man. We will see. You know what? My whole thing on this is literally just, you know what I mean? When's the last time you and I got an hour set aside to proper catch up? I mean, we get the odd kind of text back and forth or the odd, you know, whatever. I got the odd nasty text from you when I cancelled the tour.
I was just direct and
yeah,
probably overly emotional and needed a moment. No.
And you know what? For the record, I've said this to you privately, but let me say it to you publicly then. You were right. You were right. You know what I mean? It was. I had to do what I had to do, but I completely understood. I was waiting on. I thought you were easy on me, to be honest. I thought you took it well.
Which ultimately was my position. I just had to go through like the stages of human emotion.
You're
to
a fucking dick.
I never said that.
No, you didn't. No,
let
you didn't
let the record show. That was never that. But it was kind of odd timing, because it all like it felt. My initial thought was just like, okay, I don't think we need to be doing this. Period. For some reason, there was just this like gut thing in me that was like, I don't think this is the right time for this. Not like, you know, you having your thing set aside, but just like as an overall thing, I was like, this doesn't feel right. And so, and then as it was, like lockdown would have happened and we would have still been on the road or something like that. You would have been in a different country, about to have a baby. And so I feel like everything just kind of was like, let's just be still for a second. And
it really did, didn't it? Like you say, if we had gone on that tour, like halfway through that tour or a few dates into it, I would have been getting wind of this and been going home to my baby or going home to my wife who was about to have a baby, you know what I mean? And I just, you know what, I just had this feeling like you, it was, because as well, you know, right up to sort of New Year, you know, we were gung-ho, we were talking about the first song we're going to start off with and all this, and but privately I was going, I don't know, I just don't know. There's something saying this is not right. And then when I just sat down and looked at it, the timing of it, you know, it felt like it was history repeating itself. Mm-hmm. And if there's anything we need to know right now, it's that we can't be letting history repeat itself, you know. I realized I'm doing the same thing that happened when the first boy was born. I'd be away, you know, I just can't. Instead of hoping, and then this all happened, and holy shit.
As fun as it is, like, touring is really, it takes a toll on you severely, I think. You know, it's kind of, you know, I've heard it called, like, road years, kind of like dog years. You know, it's like every road year is like 7 actual years or something like that. And
what age does that make me?
I was walking around this morning and I was like, I can't even really recall that, like, oh, I picked up this guitar over here that I haven't played in. It was just like a road guitar. And I was like, man, I remember, you know, like, being out there, and it feels so distant and so just untouchable, to where it's like, I could see it not happening again in a weird way. I know that I'm wrong, hopefully, but yeah, it's just an odd feeling of like an entire outlet is just gone. You can't do
unless
anything
you're rethinking it. Unless you're rethinking it. I did see people, you know, there's folks going out doing drive-in concerts and stuff like that.
Yeah. And yeah, that seems, it just seems like a band-aid and instead of a solution. And I've seen, you know, everybody doing a lot of the online stuff, and you were sweet enough to, you know, help us do some stuff, and which was fun, but it doesn't have the weight to it. During all kind of crisis, entertainment was always there, you know, throughout any kind of financial meltdowns or recessions, entertainment was always that necessary thing, like our caveman instinct. And for it to just be gone,
well, it'll find a place to grow. There's no two ways about it, you know. It's music will evolve. It's not going anywhere. It'll, you know, I have no doubt about that. I do have my own doubts about how that's gonna look, but that's not for me. I'm not the next generation. They'll find a way to get this out there.
I've only seen maybe like 5 people over the past like 4 months. Wow. A lot of alone time.
You know, when I was starting out, like doing my own music, I always sort of played cover shows and whatever, you know, to make money. But when I decided to stop that and just go and do my own thing, it was really tough financially for a long, long, long time. Until, like, to be quite honest with you, until about 5 years ago. You know, really tough. But, there isn't a single day of that struggle that I would give up. You know what I mean? I'm glad for every bit. You know what I mean? It was that.
Certainly.
That's where you get your salts proved. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's where you find out who the real revolutionaries are, as Bob Marley would have said. You know, like, what are you here for? You know, I don't know.
Yeah, I was talking about the other day. We used to have a 12-passenger Ford van that was our like band van, and we, like, 1 year alone, we put enough miles on it that like we could have driven around the earth like 12 times in a year. No air conditioning. We'd be driving every time you would accelerate and have the air conditioning on, it would start blowing heat through the bottom, through like the floor vents. It was, so everybody's screaming, heat, 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 driving through the middle of Arizona in July.
Oh, shit, balls. And
we were going so hard that we never had like a 3-day window where we could get the van properly fixed. But yeah, it's like,
wasn't it worth it?
Regret it. Oh, certainly. And we had so much fun.
Yeah, and I feel
miserable,
like
miserable as we all probably were. You know, there's 8 of us in a 12-passenger van for 250 days a year.
Good God!
Those sweet, sweet, sweet boys.
I was gonna say you really get to know someone in a setting like that, right?
Dude, I could point out who farted just based on smell.
Yeah. Yeah, I can do that in my house.
I do. And feel I'm sure Marie's just smell like potpourri.
They smell like Santal 33.
I don't know what that is.
It's a very delicious perfume that she smells of, actually. No, they do not. They stink like everyone else's. we'll cut this bit out. Or maybe we won't. but my boy Saul, it's really funny because he doesn't drink anything but boob. So his breath smells fucking incredible. And even his shit smells like fruit. It's the weirdest thing. It's the weirdest thing.
I'm glad for you, bro.
Yeah. I mean, listen,
really happy about that.
I still look at you sitting there in your badass apartment with your fucking big row of albums behind you and your paint and your amps lying around and no kids screaming, no one going, oh, can I have this? I need to go to the shop and get this. You know, I'm looking at you thinking you're a very lucky man. So, you know, don't be bullshitting me with this, oh yeah, well done, mate, nonsense. You wouldn't want my life for love nor money. You wouldn't want to smell that wee boy's shit for love nor money, would you?
No, I don't. I mean, I'm glad you have it.
Well, thank you. Well, here, listen, don't try and avoid dessert. Don't try and avoid the chair.
Okay.
You're trying to avoid the chair or something?
Well, I don't think I picked a song for my main course.
Oh, did you not?
My cheeseburgers and oysters.
Your McDonald's cheeseburger and your 6th oysters. What could you listen to with that? I don't know.
Here We Go Again by Ray Charles.
Woo!
That's what I would.
All right, maybe I'll come back into your cell. In all right, but I'm not eating any of that shit. I'm bringing.
And so dessert. Beers. Dessert.
Yeah, desserts are funny.
I think I'm going to be a classic American and say apple pie and a slice of ice cream.
Vanilla ice cream?
Yep. Vanilla ice cream. Or chocolate chip cookie dough. One of those two.
Okay.
And
which one of those two? You've got to decide, man. This is getting dished up any minute now.
I feel like
you're off to the chair.
I feel like you just go classic. I think you just do vanilla ice cream and apple pie.
Yeah, I think you do too. And the last song you hear then. Do you want a minute? You want to take a minute? I'll tell you what I would eat.
Man.
And then while
yeah,
I'm,
please.
Eat. Yeah, that would be, yeah. Okay, that's a bit much to ask. I understand. It's the last song you're ever going to hear. okay, what would, for dessert, you know what? I think I would just have a big, badass cheese board. I'd go savory dessert today. I would. I would go with This Is My Story by, it's an old hymn. This Is My Story is an old hymn. But there's a version by Thelonious Monk that I love. I'd listen to that.
Mine would be a toss-up. It would be a flip of a coin. It'd either be Andy Williams' Moon River from Breakfast at Tiffany's. The sound of it's just so beautiful. Or Angel Flying Too Close to the Ground.
Willie. That's a good call. Yeah. That's a good call. Hey, do you know what? Tell me this and tell me no more. Have I got you for a minute? Are you going anywhere?
Baby, I'm here as long as you want to talk.
I really need to pee. I'll be back in a second.
Oh, go do it.
You're still there.
You feel better?
Yeah, I do feel a lot better, man. I was trying to... I realized I was really rushing the end of the conversation there because I was just dying for a pee. I thought, hang on, he's not going anywhere. I know the hour's up, but you're not Elton John.